Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today's another AMA episode, that is, Ask Me Anything. I'd love to answer your questions. If you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. Today's question comes from Mark in Montreal, Canada. He writes, "The information you provide on your show helps me sharpen every day my strategies and tactics. Thank you for that. I run a strip mall with a laneway behind it that's used for a McDonald's drive-through. The city, rightly or wrongly, is not permitting McDonald's to update its signage until an issue with the laneway is resolved. It seems quite unreasonable since the laneway does not belong to them and the last owner was alive 80 years ago. This usage has been in place for the last 10 years. We're going through the process of prescriptive acquisition. Strangely enough, a neighbor on the other side of the laneway has a garage door that backs right into the laneway. My lawyer said that it would be a good idea to get an agreement with this neighbor before taking ownership of the land, since they would likely object to potentially losing an exit for their garage. Even if we were to buy out this neighbor, we would eventually still need an agreement to keep the value of the property. My question is, how would I go about making an agreement with this neighbor, and what kind of agreements are possible?" Well, Mark, this is a great question. The value of your property to McDonald's is clearly tied to the availability of the drive-through. In the core of the city, it's very difficult to get a new drive-through approved, and therefore protecting that is hugely important. The prescriptive acquisition you're speaking of is the equivalent of squatter's rights. Once that use has been in place for long enough, then the ownership becomes de facto ownership. You do run a risk of the owner of the garage staking a similar claim, so your lawyer is indeed giving you very good advice, in my opinion. What you're being advised to do is to negotiate an easement. Properties in an urban environment are full of easements. An easement is a right of access for a specific purpose for a defined period of time. In most cases, the easement is permanent. Your property very likely already has several easements for utilities. This gives the electric utility and the water department and the telecom providers access to your property for the purpose of installing and maintaining their infrastructure and services. If you know the boundaries of the laneway, you can easily negotiate the easement with your neighbor. Maybe the easement could be permanent. On the other hand, you could negotiate that if the garage ever gets demolished, then maybe the easement expires. That's entirely up to you and what you negotiate. The easement will get recorded on title, and the first step is to create a legal description of the easement, and that'll need to be completed by a surveyor. The easement that you grant is unlikely to be the entire laneway, because McDonald's won't be happy with the neighbor having rights to the entire drive-through. If McDonald's redesigns the drive-through at some point in the future, the neighbor would have a say in the design and could block McDonald's from making any design changes. So the scope of the easement should be confined to the absolute bare minimum. In that agreement, you want to state what their rights are, but also what the restrictions are. You can literally grant an easement for any purpose that you can imagine. You could, for example, grant an easement for the sole purpose of planting flowers, and you could even restrict that flowers be no taller than 1 meter in height. I would recommend that you draft a one-paragraph description of the rights that you negotiate with the neighbor, and then send that to your lawyer, or perhaps a notary in the province of Quebec, to record the easement once it's been drafted by the surveyor. I'm not positive about Quebec real estate laws. If the laneway gets consolidated into the same property as the strip mall, then you should have no further issues. But if it remains a separate property, you'll want to consider forcibly consolidating or granting your strip mall an access easement as well. Whether you choose to grant yourself an easement or not is a question for you to ask your lawyer. But while you're at it, getting the legal description for the laneway for your neighbor, you might as well get the legal description for an easement for yourself. I want to thank you, Mark, for a fantastic question. And for the listeners at home, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.